Bath and West Wiltshire's Radio Bath.
So Simon, great to be talking to you, so thanks very much for this opportunity. The summer has started, it's kicked off as we would expect. We're a number of weeks into the school holidays now, and believe it or not, in August we're going to be expecting about 1.1 million passengers to pass through the terminal. I'm here today to hopefully A, reassure passengers that they're going to have a good experience, but also B, give you some kind of handy hints and tips as to what you can do to prepare.
And for people like me, to avoid that situation where you're the one holding everyone up, 1.1 million people. So tell us, what sort of time in advance would you suggest that people need to be at the airports these days?
So if you're like me, I love to be super organized when I travel. So I'd love to get to the airport. I know the advice is around 2 hours. I always plan ahead. I normally get there around 2.5 hours before. Just take the stress out of the journey is my advice to anyone listening. And then just be prepared for what you need to do. So for example, if you've got some hold baggage to check in, make sure that you know exactly where to go, know what you need to do, know all of those things. Have your passports handy. But also likewise, if you are just a passenger nowadays, as most passengers are, with hand luggage only, because it's a simpler and easier way to travel, make sure you are prepared for the new hand luggage restrictions that are in place here at Bristol and have been in place now for 12 months. Because we know that part of the journey can sometimes be stressful, particularly challenging for some groups of people, and certainly this time of year, families. I know that some families and some children get really excited at the airport. And what we want to make sure that when you're coming through security, absolutely be excited, but make sure you get them through in the easiest way possible.
Take us through the new setup that you've got there on the security side and how people need to pack and be ready for the regulations as they currently apply.
If you've travelled through Bristol in the last 12 months, you will know this layout through security. It's been in place. We've been on this journey, or we were on the journey for kind of a number of months, around 9 months it took us to transition into the new style of security here. I think the first thing to say is, gone are those days of having to put your liquids in a plastic bag. It's much simpler in terms of what we need passengers to do. So today there are three bits of advice, really. Number one is empty your pockets into your bag. So any loose items, loose change, earbuds if you use them for listening to music, make sure you put all of those items into your bag. Number two, make sure that you keep everything inside your bag then. So large electricals, liquids, everything stay inside your bag. And number three, make sure you pack your tray properly for us, because security is extremely busy in the morning. We have around 3,500 passengers passing through the security area in a 2-hour period. So it's really important that passengers come knowing how to pack their tray. And what we say is really simple is coats on the bottom if you're wearing a coat, belts on the bottom, pop your bag on top. And then the final bit of advice is if you're carrying a reusable water bottle, certainly one that's metal, please just make sure you empty that before you enter security and take it through empty. And if you do bring a reusable water bottle and you've emptied it as we've asked, if it's metal, we have various points around the departure lounge and also route to our departure gates where you can fill that water bottle back up totally free of charge.
Being a Scot, you can obviously tell from my accent, I have a what they call a sporran flask, which is circular inside the sporran. So, you know, you can fill that with, well, water if you have to, but frankly,
yeah. That won't cut it.
One really strange thing that I am still, after all these years, not sure about is, should you hold on to your passport or does that go in as well?
So passports, we don't need those at security. So if you are a hand luggage only passenger, so you're traveling with cabin baggage only, you do not need your passport until you get to the boarding gate. So where you're going to get onto the aircraft. If you are travelling with hold luggage, though, you will need your passport to check in your hold bag. So once you've done that part of the process, pop your passport away, keep it safe.
Not carried on you as you go through.
Correct.
Fantastic. Well, after about 30, 40 years of travelling, I now know what to do with my passport. Wonderful. thank you so much, JP. Now, I've got to ask it because it's been a factor of life for travel for so long. Liquids. Now, we put them in the bag, that message we've got. How many can we have? What sort of maximum quantities can they be in to get through Bristol? I appreciate you can't speak for other airports.
It's really exciting to announce that at Bristol, passengers here can take liquids through in volumes of up to 2 litres. And the really good thing, but there is no restriction on the amount that you can take through. So if you really wanted to fill your 10 kilo hand luggage case with 8 kilos of liquids, that's perfectly fine. Carry on and do that. The only thing is, and the thing that I would stress, is whilst we at Bristol have moved to 2 litres, the key thing to remember is where you are then returning from. A lot of European airports are still using 100 millilitres as their rule. Some UK airports are still using 100 millilitres as their rule. So as always, the advice is to check thoroughly before you travel through every airport that you are passing through, because what we don't want to be in a case of is obviously people moving, flying out of Bristol and being able to take everything. They're on their journey home, not being able to bring anything back because it's all oversized.
Yeah, but the actual container can be a 2-litre container?
Correct.
I wondered whether I was going to have to break down my favourite soda into sort of, you know, 20 little 100ml bottles. Excellent. So that's very clear.
Yeah, it's a real positive for UK aviation. The liquid restriction, as you said, has been in for years. And it was always a sticking point, wasn't it? Before you go on holiday, I need to get me 100ml bag. I need to make sure all my liquids are in 100ml containers. Whereas now if passengers want to take their current shampoo that they're using in the shower on holiday, they can do. But again, remember, check where you're returning from, because the restrictions may be different.
I can see a special article coming up down the line of what to do with all those Ziplocs that you used to have and no longer need. I'm not sure they're recyclable. Now, if you're traveling with young children and you have a pram or you have mobility issues, what can they do to help in terms of getting those items through security?
The key thing to do is prepare. So we'll take the families first. Children who are able to stand and are over the height of 1 meter can absolutely be screened just like an adult can. Mm-hmm. So you can go into the security scanner, be screened, and then obviously come through, and any follow-up searches will be completed as normal. If you have children that are under 1 meter or children that are in a pushchair, then naturally we will need to search the child in the pushchair, and that will be done with the security agent. So the security agents are really good here at Bristol. They will absolutely make sure that the parent is around when they're doing the searching, and you will be asked to take the child out of the pushchair while that search is being completed. The pushchair may go out of sight very quickly just while they do a swab and do the search, but it will be returned to you obviously so that you can continue with the rest of your journey. With passengers who use wheelchairs and mobility aids, we've got a fantastic service here at Bristol, like most airports, for passengers with reduced mobility. That service here at Bristol is provided by ABM, a free of charge service. So if passengers do have mobility issues or even hidden disabilities, they can use their tour operator or they can book directly through their airline for special assistance. And that will mean that at certain parts of the journey, you will get assistance with some aspects of the process. But it's also there for people that can self-assist, so who are able to take themselves on the journey, but just so there is an awareness that they may need some additional support. So anyone with mobility aids, wheelchairs, all of those kind of things, what I would say first of all is make sure you speak to a security agent when you enter. Things like walking sticks, walking aids, anything like that will all need to be searched and swabbed. And obviously passengers who are not able to stand will be hand searched by one of our security agents. If you've got medications, again, make our security agents aware. And if they can't be screened, we can make sure that we hand search them.
In the circumstance where somebody can't go through the scanner, what happens then?
It's something that we have every day at Bristol due to medical conditions or devices that people are wearing. What would happen is the person would be taken for a private search if necessary. But also, if the person would rather have a private search than a search done on the lane, then they can request that. And as always, the final thing that I would say is just check before you travel. If you know there's disruption potentially on the roads, if you know potentially there's flight disruption, then absolutely check before you travel and make contact with your airline if you've got any queries.
Yes, get to the airport in a calm frame of mind and you'll do everything to keep them that way as they go through. One final question. Where's your favourite place to go on holiday overseas?
Oh, do you know, that's really difficult. So I would say my favourite place. Can I have two? No, I've got to have one.
Seeing as you, yes. I'll keep on the right track for security.
So I would say short haul. Mm-hmm. Certainly Canary Islands. I love the Canary Islands. I think they're beautiful. I think there's year-round sunshine. Not too hot, not too cold, you know, perfect. If going long haul, went to Mexico a few years ago. Absolutely loved it. Fell in love with the country. You know, if you get off of the beaten track from all of the tourists, there's some really beautiful scenery out and about in the world. But definitely a trip back to Mexico is on the cards.
I haven't made it there yet, so I might even have to get you on the show separately to talk about why we should go to Mexico. JP, thank you very much indeed.
This is Radio Bath.